presented is general in nature and should not be considered legal, accounting, or tax advice. Regions reminds its customers they should be vigilant about fraud and security and that they are responsible for taking action to protect their computer systems. Fraud prevention requires a continuous review of your policies and practices as the threat evolves daily. There is no guarantee that all fraudulent transactions will be prevented or that related financial losses will not occur. Visit regions.com/stopfraud or speak with your treasury management officer for further information on how you can help prevent fraud. Regions Bank, member FDIC. In our first session, we covered vendor change in terms. In today's session, we'll discuss malware and how it's used to perpetrate fraud. Today, I'm joined by Randy Wilborn, Vice President and Treasury Management Product Manager, responsible for our fraud solution products, and Don Turrentine, Senior Vice President of Cybersecurity Operations. Don, welcome to our podcast. Can you provide us with an easy-to-understand definition of malware?
Certainly. So malware is a malicious software written for the sole purpose of infecting a device and conducting malicious activity. Many times this is financially motivated. It can be a virus that infects an entire network, such as ransomware, that encrypts your data and holds it hostage until you pay a ransom. Or it may be a simple keylogger that is used to capture your login IDs and passwords. Once the device is infected, the software initiates a communication between the infected device and a host system controlled by the fraudster.
So how are these perpetrators able to successfully carry out these types of crimes?
Malware can be transmitted in a number of ways. It typically starts with either malicious email or by visiting a compromised website. Since email is the primary delivery mechanism, let me give you a few examples. The fraudster may send an email that appears to come from a known sender that contains a link for more information, or it may offer a prize. The email may contain an invoice that has malware embedded in it. The infection may also occur by enticing the unsuspecting user to click on an image or a link that appears to be associated with a legitimate website. Numerous studies show that in over 95% of the cases, some form of human deception has taken place to allow the fraudster in the door and pass the company's security controls.
Thank you, Don. That's pretty scary stuff. Randy, is there anything a business can do to prevent this from happening to their company? Is there any guidance or procedures a business could implement to help protect against this type of fraud?
Sure, Brant. We suggest the following actions to help protect your company from fraud. Partner with the information technology team to make sure the security patches and firewall software is up to date. Utilize safe browsing and set firewall parameters to prevent employees from visiting high-risk websites. Add warning banners to clearly identify emails received from outside sources. Report and delete suspicious emails immediately. And think twice before clicking on links, photos, offers of advertisement online. And don't allow equipment to connect to USB devices. Be fraud aware and develop an associate training program to inform, educate, and most importantly, test your associates on the threat of malware and what your internal process is for preventing it. Empower your team to fight against malware attacks. Trust me, you'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Randy, and thank you, Don. Those are some great insights. And thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast. If you think you've been victimized by fraud, please contact our client services team immediately at 1-800-787-3905. For more information and resources on fraud prevention, please visit our webpage at www.regions.com/stopfraud. In our next session, we'll be discussing cybersecurity and how to avoid falling victim.